This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Well, let me tell you something. You see me during this show. Every break, I'm in the bathroom. You don't want to take a road trip with me. 9 times out of 10. In fact, 12 times out of 10, you would rather travel with your daughter because every 10 minutes, it's a bathroom break for me. If there's a 2-hour trip on the docket, you can guarantee it's going to be 4 hours with me in the car. So that's why
we need to
get
you a NASCAR suit. Don't they just pee when they're driving?
Yeah, but they're NASCAR drivers.
Should
I just do it while sitting in the passenger seat? Like, nope, I'm going to sit here. I've got my Monster Energy NASCAR suit on here in the passenger seat. We're not stopping at all. It's going to be a straight trip for us.
No, I'm saying wear it on the show so you can use your brakes to do other valuable things. You know, you can wear a NASCAR, get some sponsors. You can be sponsored by Red Bull and Yeti and Monster. Probably not Monster because those are competing. But you get what I'm saying. Get you a NASCAR suit and you won't even have to go to the bathroom during the show.
That's great. Our viewers will be like, you know, Jinx never moves. He just pees on himself. Look at him right now on Twitch. You can tell he's going. All right. Well, I don't know how to transition from that into Nick Costas, but let's bring him in. He's the co-host of You Better You Bet weekdays from 3 to 7 in the East. He is the man who built the Wagertainment brand, and he's also a fantastic follow on Twitter at the Costas. So, Nick, I see that you're just wearing regular clothes. Thank God for that. Before we move forward to week 14, I wanted to get your thoughts on the Patriots and that snowstorm and that incredible monsoon that we saw in Buffalo on Monday night. Are you in on the Patriots as being the best team in the AFC?
No, can we? I don't want to talk about sports. Can we talk about like bathroom habits? I think that's kind of
ew.
I made the decision. I'm going to keep this really G-rated. I made the decision. I give Jenks a lot of credit. I made the decision a long time ago. I used to be like the captain of team, hold it in. Like if you've got to go, hold it in. Like I can wait. No worries. Like I'm in the car. You know, if I have to go before I leave, I'll go when I get home. Now, I don't know how long it's been, but I am now the captain of team. When you have to go, you figure out a way to go. No holding it in. Never hold it in. Ever. Life's too short to hold it in. You've got to go. You got to go. So I just wanted to say that.
Thank you. And also, we're now best friends. Thank you for saying that. I finally got some backup on that.
It's good to be friends with you, my friend. As far as the Patriots are concerned, no, I don't buy them as the best team in the AFC. Listen, it was a masterclass by Belichick, but I mean, Belichick needed some help in order to execute his plan on Monday, and he needed some help not from his players, but from the moron head coach of the Buffalo Bills, Sean McDermott, who executed one of the stupidest game plans I've ever seen. Like, literally, they're literally running on every play. It took them 50 minutes to figure out, oh, maybe we should, like, really try and stop the run here since they're never passing. Maybe we should try and do that. And on offense, you know, we drafted this quarterback who's got like the biggest arm in the history of the National Football League, who played college at Wyoming in a night like tonight. It's like a regular night in December in Wyoming. Maybe we should let him sling it through the wind instead of trying to run it for 2 yards on first down and wasting downs. So they don't figure this out until the end of the game. They still almost won the game and 2 red zone trips in the final couple minutes. So no, I think it was actually a lot more about the Bills on Monday night than the Patriots. I'm not trying to like take credit away from the Patriots. Patriots are awesome. But yeah, I think it was much more about the Bills and Buffalo's inability to get the job done. Next sentence, give me the Bills +3.5 on Sunday in Tampa.
Well, when you're handicapping games, like coaching plays a factor too. Like I see people complaining about the play calling and stuff, but like you've got to take that into consideration. So now you say you're on the Bills. So you've got to explain why.
I just think that 3.5 is like ridiculous, like for Tampa to be favored by in the game. Like, I think Tampa is definitely better. Like the intimation, like it depends on what you give, like home field advantage in the National Football League, right? Like home field is not worth 3 points anymore. Like it hasn't been worth 3 points in a while. So if let's say Tampa's 3.5 in the game. So how many points better is Tampa than Buffalo on a neutral? Like if there's 1 point in home field advantage, then like Tampa is 2.5 points better than Buffalo on a neutral field. Like, I don't think there's any way that's true. Like, I just don't. I'm sorry. Like, And this game on Monday night was played in a snow globe, like Winter Wonderland. Now it's going to be played in Florida. So, I mean, the weather conditions are going to be completely different. Like, that was a really unique game on Monday. And I get it. Like, it's going to be tough for people to trust Sean McDermott in a big spot. It's going to be tough for me to trust Sean McDermott in a big spot. But if the number were Tampa 2, I don't think I would bet the game. If it were 2.5, I don't think I would bet Buffalo. I don't even know if I would bet Buffalo at 3. But at 3.5, I feel like it's just like an absolute must bet for Buffalo. I actually think they're going to be able to score a lot of points and very much hang in this game, honestly, if not win it outright. So I get it. Bills were terrible on Monday. They pissed me off. I had them on the money line. I was angry at Sean McDermott. He did a terrible job. But this number can still never be 3.5. I think that's a lot of recency bias for me. So Buffalo plus 3.5, one of my favorite bets of the week.
We're talking to our good friend Nick Costas, co-host of You Better You Bet weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern, the man who built the Wagertainment brand. And like me, is an advocate of bathroom breaks. So I love hearing that. Nick, I'm curious about this Kansas City line. They're hosting the Raiders, opened at KC, laying 9.5. It's been bet down to Kansas City minus 8.5. So some Raiders money coming in. Is the public still giving Kansas City too much credit here? I know they covered last week against the Broncos. I was on the Broncos. I thought they would keep that within the number. They did not. But Patrick Mahomes is not playing great football. Is Kansas City still overvalued, or now, despite the fact that Mahomes isn't playing well, they're on this winning streak, are they really worth it?
I think, honestly, I think the number in this game is fine. I made it 8.5, and we do a segment on Mondays on You Better You Bet called P Squared B Squared, where we kind of like, Ken and I project like what we think the line should be, and like if we want to bet the game right now, or like what our entry point would be to bet each game. And my entry point for the Raiders was going to be 10.5. Like, that's the only way I would bet the Raiders in this game would be 10.5. So if the number is going to be 8.5, like if it ever got down to 7, I think I would probably consider betting Kansas City. But I think 8.5 is right. I think the Chiefs are getting the appropriate amount of credit, and also the Raiders are coming off a loss to Washington last week. Now, if we're turning this into like a bigger picture conversation about Kansas City, I think the AFC is just really wide open right now. You know, I know a lot of people are assuming that it's the Patriots conference now. I still am not a believer yet. And maybe they're just going to keep proving me wrong and shoving it in my face every single week. Like, that could be a thing that happens. And I have to acknowledge that. But I mean, I don't think any of the teams in the AFC North are great, and they're all good, which is funny, but I don't think any of them are great. The Titans are certainly not great. The Colts actually might be really, really good. The Colts actually might be sneaky. I think the Chargers are sneaky as well. I mean, Kansas City, you can't count them out, obviously, because they've got the best quarterback. But, I mean, he's kind of looked like, I don't know, like a souped-up version of Alex Smith over the course of the last month. And that's not even meant to be like an insult, because they're winning these games. But this doesn't really look like the Chiefs. So as far as Sunday goes, I think it's fine. I think that's what the number should be, actually. And I'm probably not going to bet the game, given if that's going to be what the number is. Kind of. I don't know. Who would you take to beat the Chiefs in a playoff game? I don't know that I would take anyone right now.
Yeah, because their defense is playing well, too. Because you can, you know, poo-poo on their offense all you want, but it is a team sport, and their defense is getting some of the
poo-poo there.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to tie it in all together. That's what a good host does.
Absolutely. That's why I complimented you.
This is sort of a generic question, but what team right now in the NFL is a fraud that is playing pretty well, has a decent record, but they're not nearly as good as the public thinks they are?
Oh, it's a great question. I love questions like this. I don't know that. I mean, I guess the Titans are kind of fraudulent, but I think everyone kind of feels that way, that they're fraudulent. So I don't know if they really count. So a team that like everyone thinks is good that maybe actually isn't good. I think you can make the case like every team in the AFC North is kind of fraudulent, but I don't know like how good people think like the Ravens are. I think the Ravens are pretty fraudulent, honestly, but they just lost to the Steelers at home on Sunday, so I don't know if they really count. Let's see here.
How about the Rams? Do you think the Rams are actually good?
Yeah, like good? Yeah, I mean, right. the Rams are good. I don't know that they're frauds, but I don't know that they're great. I also don't think the quarterback's really healthy, which I think obviously really hurts them. And we'll see coming up on Monday night. I mean, I like the Rams plus 3 against Arizona. I bet that on Monday night just because I think that's ridiculous. That's a recency bias line for sure, that Arizona is a 3-point favorite in that game. So I do like the Rams on Monday. But yeah, I guess the Rams are probably the best answer, because I wouldn't take the Rams like in a first round playoff matchup. Like if they have to go to Dallas, I would bet Dallas easily. So I guess the Rams are actually probably the best answer there, because I don't think the Packers are frauds. Tampa's certainly not a fraud. Arizona's not. Dallas isn't. I don't think the Chiefs are. I don't think the Chargers are. The Colts aren't. We talked about Tennessee. I don't think anyone thinks the Ravens are good. I mean, I guess maybe New England, because I still don't think the Patriots are as good as the record says they are. But yeah, so actually, I guess I'd say New England. And I've lost a lot of money betting against them recently, so maybe I'll lose some more.
Yeah, and you'll get all the Boston people going against you, and I'm sure they will receive that news very nicely.
Great, they're dumb. Great, congratulations. I say to the Boston people, all of you thought that, Belichick sucks because he went 7-9 last year and Brady won the Super Bowl. How do you feel now, morons?
Oh, you're so true about that. I was talking to Lucy Burge yesterday about that, and they absolutely were saying that midseason last year. They wanted Belichick gone. It was ridiculous.
It's insane. And listen, like, I'm a Yankee fan and a Giants fan. There are no two more delusional fan bases in sports than the Yankees and Giants. Like, two real stupid fan bases right now. So I'm not saying, like, Boston's dumb and New York's smart. Just, like, most fans are kind of delusional. But, yeah, I mean, Boston, like, give me a break, guys. Like, really? Like, Belichick sucks? Like, really? You feel that way now after Monday night? Like, come on, guys. Bill Belichick put together the greatest game plan in the history of the National Football League in January 27th, 1991, when none of you knew who Tom Brady was. To beat the Buffalo Bills. The game plan's in Canton, Ohio right now. But give it a rest here. He was the greatest defensive coordinator of all time before he was the greatest head coach of all time.
He is the co-host of You Better You Bet weekdays from 3 to 7 in the East, the man who built the Wagertainment brand. Make sure you listen to his show each and every day. Just fantastic. He's also on Twitter at The Costas. It is our friend Nick Costas. Nick, great stuff, man. Good to hear from you.
I've been holding it in for 13 minutes. I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'll talk to you guys next week.
Just wait till the break.
Get an NASCAR
I'm right
suit.
I'd love one of those.
You know, I will say, whenever I have Nick on the show, I might have a side, and then I hear his reasoning, and then my thought process is turned upside down, because I don't make numbers, and Nick does, which I wish I knew how to do, but I was leaning on fading the Chiefs this week and going with the Raiders, and I've been talking about the Raiders, and now I'm not so sure. Now I may just stay away altogether.
Well, think about all the time you could be researching these plays instead of going to the bathroom. Jinx, I'm getting you a NASCAR suit so you don't have to waste so much time in the bathroom.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.